You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is offering a reprieve to current visa holders, declaring it will refund or waive application charges for select temporary visa holders affected by coronavirus travel restrictions. Temporary skilled workers and visitor visa holders will be eligible to have the visa application charge for a subsequent visa application waived, which will allow them to return to Australia once international borders reopen. Seasonal Worker Program and Pacific Labour Scheme visa holders will be eligible for a refund of application charges if they were granted a visa before March the 20th this year, as will prospective marriage visa holders. Acting Minister for Immigration Alan Tudge says the goal is to ensure that Australia is viable for tourists and temporary visa holders who often feel critical skills shortages.
Well, we'll have the slowest population growth since World War One, and largely because the borders have been closed for so long and will only be steadily opening those borders as the health conditions allow us to. But because population growth is so slow, we need to work additionally hard on the other economic levers to get the economy growing again. So this will impact tens of thousands of people who have already paid for their visa but have been unable to come due to COVID. And our ambition here is, in most cases, to give those people a voucher so that they're more likely to come back to Australia when the borders reopen.
Visitor visa holders who are overseas and whose visas have expired or will expire before December 2021 will be eligible for a waiver when they apply for a new visa. Temporary skill shortage, temporary work visa holders and backpackers on working holiday maker visas who have been unable to come to Australia or had to leave early due to the COVID-19 pandemic will also be able to have their application fee waived. Mr. Tudge says this flexibility will help the economy recover in the long term.
So this costs $275 million over the next 4 years, so it's not an insignificant amount of money, but it will help underpin our economic recovery, particularly in tourism, when the borders are fully open again. We've made a number of decisions throughout the year to provide additional flexibility for visa holders, in many cases to extend their visa, in other cases to waive certain conditions which have been unable to be achieved due to the COVID restrictions. And we'll continue to do that in order to ensure that people can have as sufficient time as they need in Australia and where they are able to convert to permanent residency.
AIMS Australia is a leading provider of humanitarian settlement, education, training and employment services to refugees, asylum seekers and newly arrived migrants in Australia. They offer English training, translation services, employment services, community engagement and settlement support. From a community perspective, AIMS Australia Chief Executive Kath Scarth says it's a significant move in unprecedented times.
It was a good step, but obviously many people had already paid for visas or, you know, were on the cusp of travelling and then were not able to. And so I think it's a good step that government has sought to either provide a waiver or a voucher for some of those visa charges. And obviously that's going to be important for us once the borders reopen, that people can start to come back to Australia, whether that's visitors or temporary workers or whatever. So removing that as a barrier, given they'd already paid for something that in effect they weren't able to receive, I think that's a positive step.
Mr. Tudge revealed there are approximately 90,000 on the waitlist for their visa applications to be granted. The opposition's Home Affairs spokesperson, Christina Keneally, met her future husband, Ben Keneally, in Poland in 1991. They got married and Ms. Keneally moved to Australia in 1994 to be with him. Ms. Keneally is critical of the partner visa waiting time periods and backlog of application requests, describing the process as too slow.
I am forever grateful that I wasn't applying to do it under Scott Morrison and Alan Tudge's administration. Some 25 years ago when I came to Australia, it was much easier. And what I know well, how hard it must be for those 100,000 couples who are just eager to begin their lives, their families, their jobs, their futures in Australia together. I know what it is to meet an Australian overseas and fall in love with them. The waiting time for these partner visas is astounding. Some 90% of people are waiting 27 months to get a partner visa application finalised.
Labor's Andrew Giles is echoing Ms. Keneally's criticism.
I'm not a direct beneficiary. It was my dad who met my mum overseas. So it's part of my story, as well as the story of so many Australians and so many of the people that Christina and I represent. This is 100,000 applicants and 100,000 Australians. 200,000 people at the moment on a waiting list directly affected. And people saw hope. But that hope has to be taken with the largest grain of salt. Too many lives on hold. Too many people unable to begin to set up their family life in Australia and to make a contribution to our communities.
AIMS Australia works closely with people who have experienced a lot before eventually settling here. Ms. Garth says there is some uncertainty amongst their clients, but they are strong and resilient people.
People are keen to be able to get back on track in terms of their settlement. There's obviously uncertainty in the community and amongst clients, but also a high degree of, a positive outlook. Thinking about many of our clients, some of whom have come here under the refugee humanitarian program, who have been through pretty awful traumatic experiences, and so this one is a kind of another hurdle that they have to face in terms of settling safely and well. But for many of them, not as extreme as some things that they've faced already.
Ms. Scarth emphasises that Australia remains an appealing place for migrants.
I came here as a skilled migrant 28 years ago or something. You know, it's still a great place to raise children and be able to lead a satisfying life. Australia would still be incredibly attractive. We're still clearly in the throes of dealing with the COVID pandemic, and we're not out of the woods yet. But compared to many, many countries, we're in an exceptionally good place. And so we'll still be very, very attractive to numbers of migrants. We'll need to attract highly skilled people.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.